So Miley Cyrus teasing that new music is on the way. Meanwhile, does she have a new relationship status? Let's find out now as we recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly here on The Ralphie Show. Senior reporter Laura Lane. Miley has been out and about lately without one thing, right, Laura? What has that one thing been?
That important engagement ring. Ooh. So, of course, our big cover story this week is all about Liam cheating on Miley with January Jones at the Chateau Marmont during an Oscar party. Ever since then, she's been spotted totally acting like a single girl, dancing, staying out late, partying almost every single night. But the big thing was yesterday, of course, she came out and was not wearing her ring, which is the first time she's done that. So that's a really big deal. She's trying to put on this smiley face, happy front, but there's no way that she could be happy when her fiance apparently cheated on her.
And you wonder if he's still her fiance.
Exactly. We should say former fiance. You gotta keep that ring on, girl, if he's still your fiance.
Exactly. Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on The Ralphie Show. Maroon 5's Adam Levine. This will be music to many people's ears. Well, actually, he was single, but apparently somebody already snatched him up.
Yes, so he broke up with Bahati Prinsloo, which was a Victoria's Secret model that he's been dating ever since he broke it up with Anne V, who was the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. And now they recently broke up, and he's already dating Gossip Girl star Amanda Seton. So this guy's kind of becoming the next Leonardo DiCaprio. Total player, dating model after model, actress after actress. But you know what? Good for him. More power to him.
This guy goes on Tumblr, picks out the hottest girls, and then goes and dates them, doesn't he?
I think so. I think he just like flips through some lingerie magazines, and he tells his manager, hey, introduce me to her.
Unbelievable. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane. Beyonce and Jay-Z, not surprising to see them out and about, and certainly not surprising to see them at the MoMA either. Jay does name check the MoMA, I believe, on Watch the Throne. What exactly were they doing there, though, Laura?
They were supporting Beyonce's younger sister, Solange, which I think is just so sweet. It was a date night on Wednesday. They were really low-key. Almost nobody saw them there. They were in the corner, but I was there at the MoMA Armory party. It was to kick off the big art week that's happening in New York, and they were singing along to the music and clapping, and I just love that. I think it's so sweet to see them looking really happy and not doing it for the cameras, but just on, you know, it was like a normal date night like anybody would have, and they seemed like a normal couple having a good time and supporting her younger sister.
All right, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Laura Lane, have a great weekend.
You too.